today. We make it easy. The following program is a paid advertisement by Movement Mortgage. We offer this program as a service to our listeners. This station and its management do not endorse or object to the information, views, or opinions discussed in the program.
Welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio with Debbie Marcoux. Tune in as Debbie and Marla answer your toughest home financing questions about getting into the home of your dreams. Get ready to call Mortgage Mom Radio with your questions. 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU. And now here's your host, the Mortgage Mom, Debbie Marcoux.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
How's everybody out there doing? We hope you're having a lovely Saturday morning. All right, so welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. We didn't even introduce who we are. If you guys have never listened to us before and this is your first time, we are a mortgage and real estate advice show. We take calls live on air, so you guys are more than welcome to start dialing us up right now.
Yeah.
Our telephone number is 844-935-935. 3634. We talk all about kids, moms, mortgage, coffee, wine. It's pretty entertaining, but just about everything you need to know about the mortgage industry. I'm Debbie Marcoux, and as always, I've got Marla Geezer with me.
Yes, thank you.
And both of us have been in this industry for a very long time. I started in 94. She started in 97. So you guys can do the math and figure out how many years that is, but we've got well over 40 between the two of us. And there's not a lot of transactions or circumstances or situations that we have not run into. So the nice thing is that if you've got something that's special or different than maybe, you know, your best friend who's got perfect credit, perfect income, salary, pays all their bills on time, you know, and you want to know what can you do. Maybe you haven't saved for a down payment. We need to talk about down payment assistance. Maybe you do have some credit that you want to talk about. What's the best thing to do with my credit? We're going to talk about some really cool articles that we've pulled up. So we've started to do that on a weekly basis. We pull up some articles that are hot topics for, you know, this time, you know, today.
Yeah. We want to keep you abreast of everything
We want to keep you up to date with what is going on in the world, mortgage and real estate. So we'll talk about some of those. And then, you know, we've got our texting. So we want you guys, if you don't want to call, if you are shy and you don't want to hear your phone, your voice over the radio.
Which a lot of people don't. But, you know,
we should want to.
Right. But, I mean, we've told them before, you don't have to use a real name and city. Ask a question and just think what a different place you'll be in after you get your answer. And also think of all the people that you're helping asking that question, because you're not the only one that's having that question. Whether you think it's silly or not, ask it, because it is helping probably at least another 10 people out there that have that same question.
Yeah, absolutely. So so definitely, you guys, feel free to give us a call or text us. You can text the word MOM to 474747. And I'm going to get those text messages up right now so that we can start reading them as they come in. But text the word MOM. That's 347s. You will get an email. Not an email. I'm sorry. You'll get a text message back from us that says, how can we help you? And then you go ahead and you can ask your question to us. So again, text the word MOM to 474747. Give us your name and what city that you're texting us from, because we would love to answer the question to you specifically. If not, you are going to be Juanita, which is my grandma. You could be Mary, who's my mother, or you could be Shane, who's my husband. You could be one of those three people, because we're gonna name you something.
Or we can surprise you, and then
we're
just come
gonna
up
name
with a
you
whole
something.
Different name.
So make sure you give us your name,
like,
and what city.
Aurora.
What city are you asking us from? A lot of times too, though, if you're asking us a question from about down payment assistance and you're looking in Riverside or San Bernardino County, our answer could be different than if you're asking
yes.
about Los Angeles or Orange County. So again, make sure that you're telling us what city that you are, you know, sending us the question from, so that we can make sure that we're answering your question correctly.
Right. Your location can make a difference on a multitude of questions, because the counties and everything can make a difference with your loan size, the products, programs, everything that's available to you.
So. Absolutely. So feel free to do that. Again, text the word MOM to 474747. You guys can give us a call right here in the studio this morning at 844-935-3634. And we're here. We've got David is on the phones and at the control panel here at Go Country 105, and he's helping us out. So he will make sure he's picking up the phone and put you on hold. And, you know, we'll get through this morning.
Yeah.
Sound good?
We're gonna power through.
We're going to power through this hour. It's going to be great. Okay.
But we need your help, everybody.
We do. All right. So here's a couple things we need to do real fast before we can get started.
Compliance.
That's right. We've got to get compliance done. So my name is Debbie Marcoux. And you can find me under Deborah Lynn Marcoux.
Yes.
And my NMLS ID number is 237926. And okay. Marla? take it away.
Well, thank you very much. That was a wonderful introduction. And I am Marley Geezer. My NMLS is 669357. And both Deborah Lynn and I are licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act.
I like that. So, but here's the funny thing is that nobody, so when I hear Deborah Lynn, I think I'm in trouble. It just brings me back to when I was a kid and your parents would yell, you go, Deborah Lynn. That's the only time I ever got that. So when people ask me, you know, so my email says Deborah because that's my compliant legal name.
Right.
You know, for the company.
It's your legal name.
It is my legal name. but I go by Debbie, right? And so a lot of people will get my emails and they'll see Deborah. So then they'll respond back, you know, thank you, Deborah. And I'm like, oh, don't call me Deborah. Like I just always feel like I'm in trouble. When I hear my legal name, I'm like, oh, man, yeah. What did I do?
It's like when you go to the grocery store and they're like, have a good day, ma'am. No.
No, don't call me ma'am.
Don't call me ma'am.
Do not call me ma'am. Yeah, so, okay.
But then I'm like, but please ID me.
Yes.
I definitely want to be
ID. If you're, yes. If
I'm like, I look under 40, and that's what the sign says, so you better ask me for my ID.
I think that they actually changed it to say that you're supposed to get ID'd no matter what your age or how old that you look. And I know that it used to be, you know, if you look over a certain age, right. I think it was 30 or 40 or whatever. But I think that changed. So I'm, you know. Not too sure, but...
Yeah. Well, then I'm going to write a letter to all of the grocery stores in my neighborhood because they have not ID'd me.
Not even one time. Right. So, you know, we may need to look into what are the rules around carding.
Yes.
Maybe I can pull that up during the break and we'll read it off to everybody. I mean, like we said, this show is real estate and mortgage advice, but we got to keep it a little bit fun. So we definitely talk kids and we'll get a little off topic quite often.
Quite often.
Quite often.
So like 92%
right.
out of the... hour.
Yeah, exactly. But it's fun. You know what? You guys are out there. You're listening. This is Go Country 105. You guys want to have a good time. So we're going to give you 1 hour of fun and give you a lot of mortgage information, a lot of real estate information. Right. And, you know, we're going to educate you at the same time. So it's really pretty good. You guys keep the text messages coming in. Elizabeth from Lake Forest, I can see your text message. Maddie from Temecula, I can see yours. Anybody else that wants to send us a text, please feel free to do so. It is texting the word mom to 474747. That is 347s. Keep your text messages coming. You guys will get a response that says, how can we help you? And then we want you to respond with your question. Give us your name and tell us where you are texting us from. But Maddie and Elizabeth, thank you so much for sending those texts in. We are going to answer those questions for you in just a little bit, so stay tuned. And anybody else that wants to get those questions out here, please feel free to do so. You want to hear your voice on radio? We are here live in the Go Country studio this morning. You guys can give us a call at 844-935-3634. That's 844 We Lend For You. That is LEND and the number 4. So feel free to give us a call. We'll get you put on hold and we'll get you right into the show in, you know, however long it takes us. So you might have to sit on hold for a minute, but we will definitely get you into the show and get you on air. So tell all your friends, I'm going to call and I'm going to be on the radio. So let's really quick talk about one of these articles that I found because I thought it was a pretty cool article. And I know that you've got a really good one, too. So let's just shoot right into that, and then we'll start answering questions for the day.
Got it.
Good.
Let's go.
Perfect. Let's roar.
Wait. News.
News. Yes. And here we are now with the Mortgage Mom Radio Morning News.
Yes.
We need to have somebody make us something. It'll be pretty good. All right. Renters more financially stressed than homeowners. That is the name of the actual article. So anybody...
That's a powerful topic.
Yes. And it kind of... It seemed like it was missing a word in there, which is why it stumbled me for a minute. but this is on Housing Wire, and it was actually put out November the 2nd. So anybody that wants to go back, revert to the actual article and read it for themselves, more than welcome to. Again, it's housingwire.com, and the name of the article is Renters More Financially Stressed Than Homeowners. And I thought that was really good because we've been talking a lot over the last few weeks about, you know, cost of waiting to buy. Should you buy? Should you wait? You know, is it the right time to do it? Prices are up. Rates are up. Do you still buy? And so we've been going through that, you know, all of those different things that we've said. You know, we've got calculators that can show you rent versus own. We've got calculators that can show you cost of waiting to buy. You know, we've got to look at what do you pay in rent today versus what would your mortgage payment be. Every single individual is going to have a different answer to that question. But at the end of the day, the majority of the answer is purchasing is still better than renting.
Correct.
So when I found this article and it just came out, it was perfect. And I'm going to actually just kind of read some of it because it really starts off very strong. And it says, almost half of renters say they have trouble paying for basic needs, according to a recent report by Washington think tank, the Urban Institute. So that's where they're saying that they're giving us that information from. The study, which is a deeper dive into the results of its 2017 well-being and basic needs survey that polled 7,500 people, drilled down to better assess the divide between renters and owners. It revealed that 46% of renters said that they had trouble paying for basic needs, while just 36% of homeowners said the same. So homeowners are...
That's a pretty good... difference.
It is a big difference. Homeowners are obviously having ways to get to the funds that they need, maybe when they get themselves caught in a trap. You know, if they have excessive debt, all of a sudden something happened and they had to use the credit cards more than they anticipated, or maybe they just made some bad decisions and went to Hawaii. And that's okay. but, you know, homeowners will find themselves in that situation, but they have an outlet to go to try to get that debt paid off. Where instead, when you're renting, that debt stays where it's at. Those credit cards stay where they're at. Prime rate is on the rise right now. We keep seeing that, you know, every single time they meet, they're upping that rate. You're seeing your monthly minimum credit cards change. And you have no outlet to go to try to get debt consolidated. And at a low rate. I mean, let's talk about it. You can go get a personal loan online. Anybody can without owning a home. But you're talking about 15, 16, 17, 18% interest rates.
And that rate is rapidly increasing as we're even talking right now.
Right. But personal loans, you know, I mean, they're going to do that over a four-year period. But, you know, when you're talking 15, 16, 17%, the money that these personal loan companies are making is just absolutely huge. You know, they're doing it for a reason. It's not debt that is tied to a property or tied to real estate. They have no recourse to come after you if you don't make your payments. You could file bankruptcy on them and your debt would go away. So they are going to charge a much higher interest rate for the risk of doing that loan. But, you know, to do something at 15%, 16%, 17%, I don't know if it's really all that much better to consolidate that than to just keep it on the credit card and do your best to pay as much down as you can. But then you find that you're in this place that you can't pay down more because the interest rates are climbing and the monthly payments are climbing. And now you're getting yourself tapped out and you can only afford the minimums. So I think that where this article was going, and I would really suggest everybody read it, pull it up and read it. You know, homeowners, if you own a home, can tap into the equity to get themselves out of that debt if they find themselves there. They could pull a second home equity line of credit or a second mortgage, you know, for definitely a lower rate than a personal loan, or definitely a lower rate than what their credit cards are right now. They could refinance their home and cash out to pay their debts off, which make it easier to maintain life and to continue to live and be comfortable. So,
right.
You know, I thought it was a very powerful article. I really like it. I liked it a lot. I think that it went, like I said, right back to what we've been saying week over week, that, you know, prices are high, interest rates are rising, but it is still the time to buy. You still want to be a homeowner. You want to have the tax deduction. You want to have your home base. You want to plant your roots in your real estate. And that is going to be your future investment tool. I mean, that is going to be your future retirement. You need to have all of those different things. And you have to remember that if you qualify and you buy at a price that you can afford, then there's absolutely no mistakes in real estate. You buy real estate and you hold real estate and you keep it for the long haul, and it will make you money.
And that brought up actually a very good point, that you buy at a price that you can afford. And unless you're looking at something changing with your mortgage, or you change your mortgage or anything like that, your mortgage payment is essentially going to be staying the same.
Yes.
Where your rent is not.
Yes.
Especially if you're out there renting in... you know, an apartment complex or a condo complex, you are probably going to see every 12 months your rent increasing, whether it's $100, whether it's $500.
Absolutely.
And that's going to continue increasing. Whereas your mortgage, the only thing that's really going to change on it is going to be your property taxes, which we have talked about, that will be assessed every year and can change every year.
But very, very little.
But very, very little.
Right.
We're talking about a very small percentage compared to what that rent percentage increase appreciation is going to be year over year.
Oh, and the rents have absolutely skyrocketed.
We did an article about that too. The rents across the country and where they are today was
I mean, some astounding. Of them were up. Yeah, some of them were up, I think, 36% or something.
I'm making my head blow up right now.
She's making the motions like she's blowing up her head. But, you know, and that is very true. I mean, if you look at historically, when everything kind of crashed and burned in 2007 is really kind of when everything started to go kind of crazy. Yeah. 2008, things got really bad. 2009, it was the worst, right? And during that time, even when property values were dropping, rents were increasing because there were more and more people that were losing their homes, getting out of their mortgages and going to rent. And those smart investors, those smart people that held onto their homes and didn't let it go just because there was a temporary decline in the market, were able to rent out their properties, and they started increasing the rents every single time they changed a tenant, every single year that the lease came due, and rents went through the roof. So again, when I try to say real estate is for a long haul investment, I truly mean that. As long as you can afford that payment that you're buying and you know that it's comfortable for you and there is no reason for you to go anywhere, just stay in it. Stick it out. If property values do drop, fantastic. Let's go buy you another house and rent that one out. You're going to get an interest rate today that is going to be better than where it's going to be in a year from now, better than where it's going to be in a year and a half from now. So whatever you buy today, make it your first home or make it your second home or however many that you've bought, but live in it, own it, love it. And when it's time to get something bigger, great. Let's get you into another property and let's hold on to that one and rent it out. And that's where your real estate portfolio will start making sense for you and start getting you into, you know, working towards your retirement goals.
Right.
You know, so, I mean, just...
Well, and a lot of people have to look at it as that, you know, you have the real estate market and then you also have the regular stock market, okay? But a lot of people aren't going to pull their money out of the stock market if they actually have to put money into it to take it out. You got to look at the same thing with the real estate. Just because your value has dropped down, don't just walk away with it because your value has dropped down. You have to look at that as it's your investment and
right.
Let it
just
continue.
Like the stock market, it went down and
right.
It's going to
it's
come
It's going
back
to
up.
Build back
Absolutely.
Up for you. You just have to, I mean...
Again,
not everybody has patience, but this is some, you know,
yeah.
Your investments, you have to have patience.
You do. And again, it's all about affordability, affordability, affordability. If you buy something that you can afford and you don't bite off more than you can chew, there is absolutely no reason why you don't just stay there. Get it, stay put, plant your roots, and keep going.
And try to say affordability 5 times fast.
That's right. Affordability, affordability, affordability. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, I couldn't do it. It turned into hillbilly after a minute.
You did.
Okay, so I think we're going to take a quick break here in a second. When we get back, we've got more questions coming in through Easy Text. It seems like everybody likes to do that this morning. We do not have a call screener, so I'm going to preemptive this. If you guys want to give us a call, we're going to pick up the phone and we're going to put it right on hold. You're not going to hear anybody say, Mortgage Mom Radio, how can we help you? If you get picked up and it sounds like it's silent and it's still showing on your cell phone that the minutes are counting, you are on hold for us. So don't wake up. Don't hang up. The number is 844-935-3634. And Elizabeth, Maddie, Serena, and Stephanie, you guys are all sending text messages.
Wow.
Thank you. We are going to actually answer those when we get right back
girl
from the break.
Girl power this
so
morning.
It is. So everybody, and we've got a good article about girl power, too.
You do.
So everybody, sit tight, relax. We're going to go to a big, quick break, and we'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more answers about finding the best rates and getting you financed on Mortgage Mom Radio.
Hi, it's Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. I've worked both as a realtor and a mortgage lender over the past 20 years, and my friends have started calling me the Mortgage Mom. Here with me today is Marla Geezer, sales manager with Movement Mortgage. And Marla's here to tell us what makes Movement Mortgage really stand out. Hi, Marla.
Hi, Deb. Our most exciting feature? That's definitely Movement's 671 process. That's 6-hour underwriting, 7-day processing, and 1 day to close. It definitely gives the competitive advantage to both our borrowers and realtors to close sooner and get paid faster.
OMG, Marla, I don't know of anyone else doing that. Hey guys, give us a call and find out more. 844, we lend for you.
Movement Mortgage LLC supports equal housing opportunity and NMLS number 39179. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed in California by the California Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act number 4131054.
Give us a call and we'll point you to our website. 844-935-3634.
844, we lend, the number for you.
Welcome back to Mortgage Mom Radio with Debbie Marcoux. Let us help you get through problem situations, navigate brokers and agents, and arrive at the best result in your home purchase process. 844-935-3634. 844-935-3634. And now, here's Debbie.
All right. Well, welcome back. We're actually having a great show. We've got a ton of really good questions.
Awesome.
So we're just going to start hitting those.
And, let's start diving right into those.
Yeah, we're going to dive into those. And for anybody at all that's listening that wants to ask another question, the text messages seem to be the favorite today, which is amazing. Keep texting us. Text the word MOM to 474747. We want you guys to give us your name and what city it is that you're asking us your question from. Or you will be named Mary, Juanita, or Shane, either after my mother, my grandmother, or my husband.
Or surprise name.
Or Marla's going to make up a surprise name. But let us know what your name is and where you are actually sending us your message, your question from. That way we can make sure that we're answering the question correct to your city, neighborhood, county, or town. So make sure that you guys do that. But again, feel free to text us. Text the word MOM to 474747. Or like I said earlier, you guys are welcome to give us a call. It is 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-4-U. That is L-E-N-D and the number 4. We do not have a call screener today, so we've got to pick you up here in the studio and literally just put you straight on to hold. So you won't hear anything, but as long as the clock is ticking on your phone and you can see that you are online with us, that we haven't hung up on you, just sit put and we will pick you up. All right, so let's get into the first question, Marley. You ready?
I'm ready. Let's go.
All right, so... and actually, I might have to go back because I might have missed one. Here we go. So this is Elizabeth from Lake Forest. And her question is, she said, is true that making one full extra payment each year can help with a 30-year loan? I love that question. That's a good one.
That's a good one.
Yeah, we haven't had anybody ask that question in a really long time.
Yeah.
We actually suggest that you make one extra payment per year, whether you do that by creating a bi-weekly payment schedule with your lender. And everybody out there listening, you have to set that up with your lender. You can't just choose to do it on your own. But you can set up a bi-weekly payment plan, payment arrangement with them that will end up, because there are months that have extra weeks, you will end up making two extra half payments, which will equal one payment
right
per year. Or you can just send in one full payment extra per year. And just doing that alone will typically take off about almost 7 years off of your mortgage.
On a 30-year term, correct.
Yes. So if you can do that, if you can make one extra payment a year in one way or another, or you add additional principal every single month that would equal one extra payment per year, you will actually cut about 7 years off of that 30-year fix.
Right. So for example, like what you were just saying, that if you pay $1,200 a month for your mortgage and you pay an extra $100 a month, you're paying an extra payment per year.
That's right.
Or you can just pay another $1,200 for the year, or you can break that out into paying $600 on the first and $600 on the 15th.
Correct.
And just keep paying that through, and it ends up paying the 13 payments.
That's right. Absolutely. So, hey, again, everybody, we're just going to keep taking questions, and we're going to keep answering them. So we want to make sure that you guys get those over to us. Text the word MOM to 474747 and make sure that we know what your name is and what city that you are sending us your message from. Like we mentioned earlier, you guys are more than welcome to give us a call. We'll get you on live here at the radio station. It's 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND. Lend for you. That is L-E-N-D and the number 4, 844, we lend for you. And again, we don't have a call screener. So if you do get picked up, you will get picked up and you will get put on hold and you are just going to sit there for a minute. But that is okay. We will get to you. So our next question comes from Maddie from Temecula. And she says, with interest rates for the mortgage industry currently rising, but the housing market not crashing yet, is the best time to buy now with the lower interest rate, or wait till the housing market crashes?
Maddie, you didn't listen last week.
No, but that's good, though.
But that's good, yes.
That's exactly what we've been talking about now for the last 2 or 3 weeks, is trying to get people to understand that they still need to buy, that they still need to invest. Everybody out there listening, you know, we want you to understand that most of the people that own homes right now today have an interest rate that is probably around 4%. It could be high fours, it could be low fours, and it could even be under 4%. If you own a home and your interest rate is at a number that you can't get today. If you call me up and you guys need to do a refinance, or you call me up to do a purchase today, your interest rate is going to be teetering closer to the 5% mark, maybe just slightly under. Good chance you're possibly over. If you're an investor buying an investment property, you could be near 6%. So there is no reason for current sellers to put their homes on the market and sell them. They are better off sticking with it and holding, like we said earlier in the show. So even though interest rates are going up, we're going to see that we're going to have lower inventory, which is going to make it more difficult for buyers to buy. So I don't personally believe Mortgage Mom, and I believe Marla's right on the same page with me.
Yes.
But, you know, me, Debbie Marcoux, I don't personally believe, in my opinion, that we are going to see a major crash. I think that we will definitely see some leveling off. I think we'll see some less appreciation than what we were seeing in the years past. But I do not foresee any massive crash or any crazy end of the world that is coming to play. So the question, the answer to your question is yes. Make sure that you start looking and buy now with the rates that are still in the fives. Don't wait till you buy something in the sixes or the sevens. Last week's show, we talked about purchase power.
Right.
And how much purchase power that people were losing. And we read an article about purchase power. And they said that from 2016 to 2017, if you were buying around the 400 range, I believe that the 1% difference was $50,000 in purchase price, right?
I think it was closer to like $35,000.
$35,000. And it depended on the purchase price.
Right. The higher level purchase price that's going to be
was like $50,000.
Right.
And that was just 1%. So if you would have bought something last year at 4.5%, and if rates are at 6.5% next year, you could lose $90,000 to $100,000 in what you could actually buy, because the interest rate is going to make the payment the same at a lower price as what it would have been at a higher price.
Correct.
So, you know, the answer to your question is yes. You should still be looking at homes. Yes, you should still be buying homes. You need to get into a property. You need to be a homeowner. You need to have ownership and get into something that you can afford. I'm going to say that all day long.
Yes.
You need to get something that you guys can afford. So, you know, if you want to go into that further, more than happy to do that with you. We'd love to. But just give us a call, and you guys can call us anytime. The number that we call out to you guys, the text messages, we will respond to every single text message separately after the show is over so that you do get a response. You guys are more than welcome to call us anytime whatsoever. That number that we call out is our number 24 hours a day. When we are here at the radio station, we are live, it is pointed here at the station. And when we are at the office, it is pointed at the office. And when we are not there, it goes to a call service. We will not miss a single phone call. Call service will text. And as long as you guys don't call us at some weird, ungodly hour of the morning
2 a.m.
or evening, you know, we will definitely get back to you very, very quickly. So make sure you leave your message. Don't just hang up because you didn't get through. Let's move on to the next question. You ready?
I'm ready.
All right, because they're good. All right, so this one says, hello, my name is Stephanie calling from Anaheim. I'd like to know if it's better to use my down payment savings to pay off my debt, she has under $3,000, or keep the debt and have a higher down payment amount. So I'm going to let you take that one on because I think it's a good one, and I know you're just as brilliant as me. Do you want me to read the question one more time?
Sure.
Okay, so I'd like to know if it is better to use my down payment savings to pay off my debt, her debt is under $3,000, or keep the debt and have a higher down payment amount.
And what was her name?
Her name is Stephanie.
Stephanie, great question. And as we were just saying, this is all going to go into your total affordability. So you very much could pay off your debt and look at a down payment assistance program and not have to use any of your own funds for that, pay down your debt and be able to have a higher purchase power. Or it could be turned the other way around, that you might be able to qualify for what you want with the debt that you currently have today and be able to use your savings to go towards your down payment.
Yeah, and I think that a lot of that too, I mean, it goes so many different directions.
Absolutely.
That I think that, you know, for Stephanie and everybody else out there listening, we truly have to tell you for you what makes sense. Some people have a car loan that is $400 a month and they only have a $3,000 balance left on that car loan. It might make sense to take the $3,000 and pay it off and put a little bit less down on the house.
And take that $400 to put it towards your new mortgage payment.
Exactly. Right. And you may qualify for more if you pay off that car loan. Now, if you've got $3,000 in credit card debt, that minimum monthly payment on that credit card debt is probably somewhere around $30 or $40.
Maybe $50.
Maybe at the most. And that is probably not going to change how much that you are going to qualify for. On the other side, if you would feel better having your $3,000 in credit card debt gone before you become a homeowner, I can tell you that $3,000 in down payment towards a home is going to change your monthly payment maybe $16 per month.
If. So probably closer to like the nine.
Right. So it's not going to make the $3,000 down on the house isn't going to make a big, huge difference. Paying off the $3,000 in debt depends on what kind of debt that it is. And so that's why we tell everyone.
And it's all going to be about your scenario,
right,
too. That's why we want to sit down. We want to crunch those numbers with you, talk to you about your current lifestyle. And again, like Debbie said, you might have a $400 payment. That $400 payment could equate to $100,000 to $120,000 in purchase price, dollars to $50 in credit card payment isn't really going to make that much of an impact on your purchase price.
Right, exactly. So it's really going to be all about you. And that's why we tell you guys week after week, you know, the best thing that you can possibly do is get a consult with us. You know, we are more than happy to do that with you. The easiest way to do that is to just go to our website, go to mortgagemomradio.com. You can click on the apply button. We are not a credit card company. It does not automatically pull your credit report. It does not automatically give you a yes or no, approved or declined. It literally is just gathering your information, and it is shooting it over to us so that we can have a very good conversation with you, very realistic about you and how much you can qualify for. We're not going to pull your credit report until we actually speak with you and we get your permission to do so. So that is one really great way, because as soon as we see that come through, that application, we are going to reach out to you and we are going to schedule a time that is best to talk with you. If you don't want to do it that way, you want to start with a conversation first, we absolutely understand that as well. Just again, go to our website, go to Mortgage Mom, contact us, and send us a message. It will send us an email. We're happy to do that. For all of you guys that have texted us or have downloaded our phone app over the last couple of years, if you go to the phone app, there's an email Debbie, email Marla, call us. There's all kinds of contact us information on that phone app, and you guys can send us a message that way. You can even do the actual application right through the phone app as well. So if you have texted us, if you've texted the word mom to 474747, you will get a link that is to download the phone app. You guys are more than welcome to do that. Or like we said, go to our website, go to mortgagemomradio.com. And just click on the apply button and get that started. But that is the very best way for us to help everybody as far as what is best to you for your scenario.
Correct.
Let's put a phone call to the side. I was going to say, let's take a phone call, but we've got all these text messages that came in first. So if you guys give us a call, just stay on hold. You know, again, we're not going to actually answer. You're not going to hear anybody say anything. As long as the phone is running, you can see that we have not hung up on you. Then you are waiting for us to pick you up. So don't forget that. If you guys want to call us, it's 844-935-3634. We'll keep doing text messages, and then we'll get to the phone call that just came in as soon as we're done with those questions. We want to kind of do them in order. So if you're calling right now, again, don't hang up. Just stay on hold. We're not going to say anything. We don't have a call screener today, but we will pick you up and we'll get to your question in just a couple minutes.
Yep.
Okay. So, and I did mention this, but if you guys find what we're talking about today interesting, listen to our podcast.
I love it. It's not if. Go to our podcast, because what we're talking about today is amazing and interesting and vital information for you.
Right.
So, yes, definitely. And like Debbie just said, we have Mortgage Mom Radio. Don't forget the radio. That's our website. Go right there. It has a little spot. Click podcast. You can listen to about, I don't know, maybe what, 50 different podcasts that
we have well over that now.
Yes.
We've got well over that many.
I was trying to do quick, like, math of
no, because
the
I
months.
Started it like last July, but I had uploaded a whole bunch that were before that. So, I mean, we've probably got, we're approaching 100 different episodes that have talked about everything under the sun, from FHA, VA, renovation, reverse mortgage. You know, we're trying to, like I said, you know, pull up all of these different articles and talk about those. We've got our listing spotlight to get to towards the end of the show here, that we're going to talk about some of the hot listings that we've picked out this week that we think that if you're a buyer and you're out in the market looking, that you guys should definitely take a look at. You guys can find all of those on our Facebook page. We post them just about daily on our Facebook page. So check out our Facebook page. You guys can see all of the different listings that we've picked out for you, and we're going to talk about those on air here at the end of the show.
Perfect.
So we got lots of stuff going on. So let's do one more text message, and then we'll take a call.
Okay,
and then
let's
do it. And then we'll get back to text messages. So this message, it's actually really cute. She didn't give us her name. I don't know if it's he or her, so I'm going to call it. I'm going to name it Shane. So Shane says, "Mom, I got a question for the last year. They always sent me an extra bill saying my escrow is too short and I need to pay extra. So that does happen, and that's what you were just talking about earlier. If you get into a 30-year fixed rate loan, your monthly principal and interest will never change.
Your mortgage payment.
Your actual mortgage payment will never change. Now, property taxes are reassessed once a year by the tax assessor. Talking about that podcast earlier where we said if you want to hear previous shows, we have got a great show from the actual tax assessor, Jeffrey Prang. He was one of our interviews on one of our past shows, and we talked all about property taxes, property tax saving tips. So again, if you go to mortgagemomradio.com or if you have the phone app, you guys can listen right to the podcast from there. You can see all the different episodes. You can go to iTunes, Google Play, you can ask Alexa, but you guys can find that episode. So look for that episode that we interviewed LA County Assessor Jeffrey Prang, and we talked about tax savings and tax savings tips. But every single year, your home is going to be reassessed. The property taxes will be reassessed. Now, as a homeowner, they are only allowed to reassess you so much. There's a percentage that it has to cap how much they can bring your property tax bill up or increase it. So that amount that you may see in an increase because your property value has gone up, your home is worth more, will be less than what you will see in your rental increases.
Correct.
So, you know, this one's saying, I always have to pay an extra $300. Take that $300 and divide that by 12. That's a whole lot less money than when your landlord says, hey, we're going to increase your rent by $100. We're going to increase your rent by $250 because your lease has expired. That is per month. So $100 per month is $1,200 a year versus $300 divided by 12. So again, owning a home is the way that you've got to go. It's going to be your most stable payment. Nobody's going to, you know, just, you know, jack the price up on you to the point that you can't afford it anymore. But yes, as a homeowner, you have to understand your home is getting reassessed. You're paying property taxes on the value of your home. And if your home is going up in value, which you're hoping that it will, you are going to definitely see a little bit of change in those property taxes.
Correct. And to go back to the question, so what's happening to his mortgage is he's having an escrow analysis being done. Mortgage companies generally do that at minimum twice a year after the property taxes are paid. So you're going to see an analysis done sometime in November, December, and then sometime again in April or May, and you could see an impact in your mortgage payment based off of what was in your escrow account, what they paid out, and what the property taxes are changing to every year. Now, coming from our standpoint, as far as loan officers working for a large mortgage company, you will see that most mortgage companies will ask to keep what is called an extra reserve into your impound account so that that escrow analysis isn't going to impact your payment every single year. So that might be a question that Shane from Valencia.
Then he needs to call his mortgage,
company to make sure that you are having enough in your escrow account so that your next analysis, you're not going to see an impact on your monthly payment.
Right, right. And Shane actually sent a second message saying, what can I do to stop it? And unfortunately, you really can't do anything to stop it. If your property keeps going up in value, then your home is worth more.
Right.
The tax assessor is going every single year. But again, the amount that you're going to see in an increase is going to be far less than the increase that you're going to see if you were a tenant and your rent was getting increased year over year.
So, hands down.
I know that we're getting close to another break. I think that we've got to go take that really quick. We do have a caller on hold. You've been waiting so patiently. Please don't go anywhere.
Please.
We are going to pick you up when the commercials are over. So just listen to the commercials and you're the very first call that we will pick up. And if you guys want to get any more questions in, give us a call. Text us. Text the word MOM 474747 or call us 844-935-3634 and we'll be right back.
Text Mortgage Mom Radio with your questions. Text the word MOM to 31996. More on the way. This is Mortgage Mom Radio.
Hi, it's Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. I've worked both as a realtor and a mortgage lender over the past 20 years, and my friends have started calling me the Mortgage Mom. Here with me today is Marla Geezer, sales manager with Movement Mortgage. And Marla's here to tell us what makes Movement Mortgage really stand out. Hi, Marla.
Hi, Deb. Our most exciting feature? That's definitely Movement's 671 process. That's 6-hour underwriting, 7-day processing, and 1 day to close. It definitely gives the competitive advantage to both our borrowers and realtors to close sooner and get paid faster.
OMG, Marla, I don't know of anyone else doing that. Hey, guys, give us a call and find out more. 844, we lend for you.
Movement Mortgage LLC supports equal housing opportunity and NMLS number 39179. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed in California by the California Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act number 4131054.
Give us a call and we'll point you to our website. 844-935-3634.
844, we lend, the number for you.
Welcome back to Mortgage Mom Radio with Debbie Marcoux. Let us help you get through problem situations, navigate brokers and agents, and arrive at the best result in your home purchase process. 844-935-3634. 844-935-3634. And now, here's Debbie.
All right. Well, welcome back. This has been a great show. We have gotten so many great, great questions, and we want to keep taking those and want to keep answering them. It is about 7:45, and we are on until 8 o'clock, so we've got 15 minutes. We don't want to miss you guys. Anybody that wants to send us a text message, even if the show is over, you guys are more than welcome to do that. Keep the questions coming. You can text the word MOM to 474747 or 347, however you want to remember it. You guys can give us a call, 844-935-3634. That's 844-WE-LEND-FOR-YOU, and that is the number 4. So let's go ahead. Let's jump. Right now, we do have a call. Go ahead, pick it up. Awesome. It's not working. Is she? We can't hear. There's something going on. All right, so we're going to try to get her on. Yeah, we still can't hear her, though. She's there, but we can't hear her. I don't know why she's not.
I think it's the middle button that says
studio.
Oh, yeah,
try the middle button. There you go. Oh, now she's on hold. I don't know. Wait, as soon as we
figure that out. Ruth, are you there?
She's not there.
Good morning.
There we go.
Oh, there you are.
All right, we're having some problems this morning. We don't have a call screener, so poor David that is running the ops board, he's trying to answer calls and put you on the air, so we apologize.
And make us sound amazing.
Yes, so. All at the same time. Good morning. Is this Ruth?
Problem. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Very good. So how can we help you this morning? What's your question?
Kind of curious and on my mind. I'm a nurse. And I have a question about all of these advertisements, all of these loan companies. They keep saying that particular states have certain programs for nurses to purchase their first time, you know, home and all this and that. I'm kind of hesitant, if you will, to join in on the fun, if you will, because I've read some of the reviews to some of these finance companies, and I don't like what I'm hearing in a lot of cases. I'm kind of skeptical of the fact that that supposed money that they are giving away for nurses to, you know, and medical field people to purchase their first home is not really what it's all that is cracked up to be, you know what I mean?
Right.
And I just wanted to, like, ask you guys, since you guys are the quote-unquote pros.
Yeah.
You know, because I'm just really skeptical at the fact. I don't want to get in a situation where I'm committed to a loan that I was told one thing and then come to find out it's something else. You get what I'm saying?
Oh, no, absolutely. So here's the thing. There are tons of programs out there. There's doctors programs. There's police and fire programs. There are programs for all first responders where you get discounts off of closing costs. There are numerous different kinds of programs. However, the base loan itself is all the same. I mean, you're either getting an FHA loan or you're getting a conventional loan or you're getting a jumbo loan. If they're advertising to you that they're doing some absolutely, totally, 100% complete different loan product, then what I would tell you to do, I've never personally heard of it. Have you, Marla?
I've actually, no, there are programs out there for nurses, very similar to teachers. They're down payment assistance programs.
Right, but that's what I'm saying, though. But I haven't heard of an actual specialty, an actual nurse loan.
No.
Where it is a totally different
You're not getting a new first type of mortgage.
Exactly.
They did not invent a new one. FHA, conventional, VA, or USDA.
Right, exactly. So there's no special kind of mortgage. It's just a matter of the either down payment assistance or closing cost credits that are due to you because you're a nurse. So if it's something that you've seen that you're not understanding, I would highly suggest just get the information and shoot it over to us. Send us an email. We'll take a look at it. We'll explain it to you. We'll let you know what it is. There's a very good chance that whatever they have going on that we do as well. And that's why we're trying to tell everybody, you know, every week, like, you know, call us and talk to us about you. And we're going to tell you what is available for you and your scenario.
Okay.
Does that help, though? I mean, I don't know if we answered your question.
Yeah, it actually does because I mean I'm in the process of actually moving out of state, and I really want to buy my first home back home, and it just, you know, I'm looking at it and it's like, if I could get a loan or a grant and a loan, that would help us.
Absolutely. And there are definitely down payment assistance programs that can help, where, you know, it may be able to offset the cost of the down payment that you needed, or maybe it might offset some of the closing costs. But for us to be able to tell you, just because you're the nurse doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to qualify. It's also about credit score. It's also about total income, you know, annually, and all of those pieces have to fall together. So, you know, give us a call outside of the show and let us talk with you directly. Go to our website and fill out an app if you want us to do a consult, and we will definitely let you know what is available to you.
Great.
All right, Ruth, thank you so much for calling this morning. We really appreciate it. You have a great one. All right, so, well, everybody, that was such a great call.
That was a really good call.
It really was.
And it kind of goes back to everything that we've been talking about, from calling us, creating your path, to down payment assistance programs, and that there's programs out there for everybody.
Right, absolutely, absolutely. Okay, so let's get into, we have another text message, and then we should have time for one more call.
Absolutely.
And then we still have to try to get into our spotlight. So for everybody that's listening,
let's try to squeeze it all in. We got 10 minutes.
Yes, if for some reason don't get to our listing spotlight, go to our Facebook page. We put up a new listing every day that we think is a fantastic buy for one reason or another. It's a single family home. It would be great as an investment property or first time buyer. Maybe if you're moving down and getting ready to retire, if it's close to schools where it's, you know, would be within walking distance. There's a reason why we're picking the ones that we're picking. We feel that they're just a really great buy and a great neighborhood, you know, all of our different reasoning. But feel free to go to Facebook and check those out. We post a new one just about every day. We might miss a couple days in between, but there are tons of listings on the Facebook page. We're trying to do that as often as we possibly can, to try to do another service for all of our listeners. So, all right, so here's a text message from Ashley from Los Angeles. She says, are there any first-time home buyer incentives or perks? Yes, lots of them. So if you are a first-time home buyer, you can qualify for, and again, it depends where you are buying. So, for example, she's buying in Los Angeles. There are 30-year fixed programs that have a little bit better interest rate for first-time home buyer than a standard buyer. But again, for that, you have to qualify by either income, credit score, or the home that you're buying in has to be considered a low to moderate income area. You can qualify for first-time home buyer programs for regular 30-year fix with some down payment assistance. You could qualify for closing cost credits. Everybody out there listening can. You know, it's all about you, again, as we've said kind of over and over during the show. Every single person has a different scenario. So Ashley from Los Angeles, you know, if you have a 640 credit score, if your family income is under 100, what is the number today, Marla? 134,000?
128,300.
Okay, so 128,000. If your family income of 128,000 or less and your credit score is at least above a 640, you would qualify for a down payment assistance program. You could even qualify for an additional closing cost credit. So, you know, we could essentially get you into a home for very little to nothing out of pocket if you qualify in those two areas. There's other programs that even if you don't qualify in that area, you might qualify in some other way. So again, there's just no way for us to be able to tell you exactly, but you're on the right path if you're falling into those two pieces.
Right. Absolutely.
Again, best way to do that, guys, everybody out there listening, is get a consult with us. Go to our website. Go to mortgagemomradio.com. Click on the big apply button in the right-hand corner at the top and fill out your application. We're not going to approve you or decline you. We're not a credit card company. It's not going to run any information for you whatsoever. It is truly only going to send the information to us so that we can set up an appointment with you and have a true understanding of you, your scenario, if there's anything important that you need to let us know. Do we have permission to pull your credit report? And we're going to lay out a plan for you, a plan of action to get you to the next level to become a homeowner. If you don't want to do that, you want to start with just a phone call, or you want to ask us some questions first in advance, more than welcome to do that. You guys can call us at the same number that we are advertising this morning, the 844-935-3634. That is our number, pointed here at the station on Saturday mornings, and it is pointed at the office during the week, and it is pointed at the call service on the weekends. So no matter what you do, if you call that number, you will always get through to us, and we're more than happy to help. And then again, you guys can go to our website and send us a message, contact us, and, you know, send us an email. If you've got the phone app, if you guys have texted us, text the word MOM to 474747. If you've got the phone app, you guys can call us and email us right from the phone app. You guys can listen to previous shows right on our podcast right from the phone app. You guys can do the application right on the phone app. The phone app, I can't even tell you how great that it is.
You can do everything.
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 You can do everything but order from Instacart or Postmates, but which we might be able to incorporate pretty soon.
Right.
But
I mean, technology is amazing.
I mean,
it's happening.
But the nice thing is you can run calculators. You can do affordability calculators. You can run what would my payment look like. You know, if I'm an FHA buyer, it's going to include that PMI insurance. That's very difficult to figure out unless you're in the mortgage business and you know how to do it. So, you know, definitely something for you guys all out there, you know, to think about. You may want to download that phone app. You would have to text the word MOM to 474747, and you will get a link to actually download that phone app. So feel free to do that. We actually had a caller, and we lost you. We are so sorry. We are having a little bit of phone technical difficulties this morning. We don't have a call screener, so poor David is trying to do it all for us all at the same time. You are more than welcome to give us a call back, 844-935-3634. We'd love to give you on air. So we did have Ashley from Los Angeles said, "Oh, my gosh, so helpful." You are welcome,
thank
Ashley.
Thank you, Ashley.
You are very, very welcome. We try to do this. The more questions that everybody asks, the better that everyone out there listening is. You know, you're going to ask a question that somebody else maybe didn't think of, and, you know, they really wanted, all of a sudden they hear that, and it prompts them to want to make the next call. So,
right.
Ashley, thank you. Stephanie, thank you. Everybody that asked a question, Maddie, thank you. Everybody who's asked this morning, Shane, I know that's not really your real name, but that's what we were calling you. So we've got, 3 minutes. Let's take a quick call.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Good morning. This is Mortgage Mom Radio. What's your name, and where are you calling us from?
Okay, I just have a simple question because I have to work now, but later do you have assistant also in Spanish?
You know what? We do. We actually have an assistant that does speak. She's actually a full loan officer on our team, and she does speak Spanish. So if you call back if you call us back after 8 o'clock, so just wait 3 more minutes, call us back and leave a message for us with our call service, and I will have Jackie call you. Jackie Villalobos and Vivian Ulrich, they both speak fluent Spanish, so I will have one of them call you back.
Okay, thank you. Your program is wonderful because
you
a lot of people.
Oh, you're very, very welcome. Please call us back. We will have them call you and help you. Okay, so maybe one more. Let's do one more call. Okay. Okay, good morning, Mortgage Mom Radio. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Margie. I'm calling from Los Angeles, California.
Hi, Margie. How can we help you this morning?
I have a question. My mom and I are on the title of the loan, and we're looking to sell our home probably sometime next year. And she's retired, and I'm still working. I work full time. The question that I have is, if we sell our house as is, because I have a sister and her son that are going to be moving out pretty soon, and we all pitch in. We want to be able to find a home where we could pay it off in full, preferably somewhere out of Los Angeles because Los Angeles is so expensive. And I don't know how it will be if I still need to be on the title of the loan or not.
Okay, so if you guys own a home right now and you're all owners of the home on title and you're going to sell the property, if you want to have any control over the proceeds, then you need to make sure that you stay on the title of the home. So, you know, don't come off of the loan or come off of the home title right now if that's what the question is. When you go to buy something, again, that's proceeds from that home that you're moving over to buy something in cash. So you want to make sure that you stay on the title of that next property as well, because that's all of your money sitting in that home. And if you're not on the title, somebody could actually sell the home and you'd get nothing. So I hope that I actually answered that question for you. We are at 8 o'clock and I'm getting cut off and I'm getting yelled at that we have to hang up, but we can definitely give you a call when the show is over and we can finish answering the question for you. Would that be okay? Oh, okay. Actually, I lost her. So we're at 8 o'clock. Show is over. You guys, keep the questions coming. Keep the calls coming. Happy to help you all weekend long and all during the week. 844-935-3634. And we'll talk to you all next week.
Have a good weekend.
Have a good one.
Hi, it's Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. I've worked both as a realtor and a mortgage lender over the past 20 years, and my friends have started calling me the Mortgage Mom. Here with me today is Marla Geezer, sales manager with Movement Mortgage. And Marla's here to tell us what makes Movement Mortgage really stand out. Hi, Marla.
Hi, Deb. Our most exciting feature? That's definitely Movement's 671 process. That's 6-hour underwriting, 7-day processing, and 1 day to close. It definitely gives the competitive advantage to both our borrowers and realtors to close sooner and get paid faster.
OMG, Marla. I don't know of anyone else doing that. Hey, guys, give us a call and find out more. 844, we lend for you.
Movement Mortgage LLC supports equal housing opportunity and NMLS number 39179. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed in California by the California Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act number 4131054.
Give us a call and we'll point you to our website. 844-935-3634.
844, we lend, the number for you.
This has been Mortgage Mom Radio. Tune in each week as Debbie and Marla answer your toughest home buying questions, help you get financed, find the best rates, get through problem situations, and achieve the best results in your home purchase process. Movement Mortgage LLC supports Equal Housing Opportunity, NMLS 39179. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed in California by the California Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, 4131054. Illinois Residential Mortgage Licensee, number MV676-0898. Illinois 18121, Arizona 09-18544, Washington ZL39179, Texas and Nevada 3402 and 3401. While it is Movement Mortgage's practice to provide underwriting results within 6 hours of receiving the application and process loans in 7 days, extenuating circumstances may cause delays outside of this window. Debbie Marcoux is licensed by California DB0237926, Illinois 031.0044379, Indiana 32128, Arizona 0941504, Washington MLO 237926, Texas Nevada 57237. Marla Geezer is licensed by California DB0669357, Indiana 32104, Illinois 031.0044551, Arizona 0941503, Nevada 57291, WAMLO 669357.
Hi, it's Debbie Marcoux, the Mortgage Mom. I've worked both as a realtor and a mortgage lender over the past 20 years, and my friends have started calling me the Mortgage Mom. Here with me today is Marla Geezer, sales manager with Movement Mortgage. And Marla's here to tell us what makes Movement Mortgage really stand out. Hi, Marla.
Hi, Deb. Our most exciting feature? That's definitely Movement's 671 process. That's 6-hour underwriting, 7-day processing, and 1 day to close. It definitely gives the competitive advantage to both our borrowers and realtors to close sooner and get paid faster.
OMG, Marla, I don't know of anyone else doing that. Hey, guys, give us a call and find out more. 844, we lend for you.
Movement Mortgage LLC supports equal housing opportunity and NMLS number 39179. Movement Mortgage LLC is licensed in California by the California Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act number 4131054.
Give us a call and we'll point you to our website. 844-935-3634.
844, we lend, the number for you.
The preceding program has been a paid advertisement by Movement Mortgage. We offer this program as a service to our listeners. The station and its management do not endorse or object to the information, views, or opinions discussed in the program.
Happy holidays.
Merry Christmas.
Southern California's new Christmas destination. 105.1.
Santa Claus is coming to town.
KKGL, KKGL HD1, Los Angeles and Orange County. Our holiday music is brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. For this season's best deals, see your Toyota dealer today. We make it easy.
A
it away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you'd drop in.
So very nice.
I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my
ice.
My mother will start to
beautiful,
worry.
What's your
and father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace.
So really, I'd better scurry.
Beautiful, please don't
well, maybe hurry. Just a half a drink.
Put
more.
Some records on while I
the
pour.
Neighbors might
maybe it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this
no
drink?
No cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your eyes are like starlight
to
now.
Break this back.
I'll take your hat, your hair looks
I well. Ought to say no, no,
mind
no,
if I'm moving.
At least I'm gonna say that I tried.
What's the sense of hurt, my pride?
I really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out. Baby, it's cold outside.